good. Hey, everybody, this is Tom Schnall, and this is the Tom Schnall Show. I hope you're having an unbelievably great day. It is Saturday, and we have got a great show for you today. I'm sitting here with my buddy, Marianne Niehaus. How are you, Marianne?
I'm wonderful, Tom.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. We are going to have some fun, and we are going to make this thing crank today. We've got a great show. We've got John Milton Fogg, author of The Greatest Networker, author of The Greatest Networkers. He's my co-host on this show along with you, and it is going to be awesome. Hello, John Milton Fogg. How are you?
Hello, Tom Chenault. I am almost as wonderful as Marianne.
Well, that's good news. Today,
always, John.
Today, and everybody says this to me, you know, Tom, what really shifted your network marketing career? And I can tell people that there was a dramatic shift one day when I grew extremely jealous of my wife's personal development. And the reason that was happening was my wife, I've always been pretty good at network marketing and getting, I could push the pig through the python snake. But when I walked out on my porch, the last people I wanted to talk to were the people across the street, the people next door, my friends, my relatives, because I knew I could be successful in network marketing. I just didn't know that I could take anybody with the desire and have them be successful in network marketing. I thought I was kind of like born as a network marketer. And so I was great at leads, great at people calling on the phone, but I was absolutely petrified to take that big leap with my friends. And all of a sudden, my wife got a mentor. And this mentor started taking her through how to become a great network marketer. And little did I know, this mentor that she had was basically reading almost verbatim from a couple of books. And the books were Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant by a guy named Robert Crisp. And this guy, it was unbelievable. So I went out on the internet and I said, I got to get hold of those books. And so I bought, and the books were out of print. I paid $100 for four of them, two of each. And I came home and I started reading those books. And I started absorbing those books. And I finally understood there is a method to this madness called network marketing. And there is a track to follow through to success. And it all came from these two books, Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant. And I started putting the word out. And I really helped Bob Crisp build up the price of those old, worn-out books on the internet. And finally, he acquiesced and republished them. And anybody can buy them today. And these books will change your life. They changed mine. Hello, Robert Crisp. How are you?
Hello, Tom Chenault and John and Marianne.
Hey, Bob.
It's great to have you on, man. You are a rock star. Do you have any idea of how many of the books have been sold since you originally published them?
Well, the books on tape probably, and on CDs, probably about 1 million.
Wow. That is,
I'm looking. It's sitting right there. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. I've got the old original copy that I have notes on them that say, do not touch.
Right.
And obviously the ones that you have republished, which are, it's the same book, but they're much more beautiful, that I have everybody buy because they're that good. So tell people where you came from, Bob. You were an old Amway guy that just strapped it on and built a huge organization. And explain to them how that came about, and then explain how you shot it in the foot.
Well, yeah, that's a great question, Tom, and thank you for having me on today. And it's always good to be on with John and Marianne. I come from a very poor family. I mean, not modestly inconvenienced, but poor. And I'm the oldest son. My daddy was a Baptist preacher, and the congregation where my dad pastored seemed to have a deal with God that said they would keep him poor if God would keep him humble. And so we didn't have much, you know, and I watched my mother many times put the last $20 we had in the hands of a missionary on Sunday night, and I'd punch my brother and say, it's going to be beans again this week, and there went the meat money. And so I grew up without great self-esteem, but with a father that I admired, and I got to see him get up in front of people every Sunday and how he could move people and it moved me as a young man. But I struggled with my self-esteem as a kid as I was coming up as a teenager and, went off to college and I really struggled with that and wondering what God was going to allow me to do or wanted me to do. The old concept of, you know, God has a plan for you. And that's how I grew up. And, you know, I grew up that having money was bad and you shouldn't seek money and so on. And so I had kind of a warped sense of business and being in business and success and that kind of thing. And it never made any sense to me because, you know, we passed the offering plate at our church and people that had money could give money. And then I ran into a preacher friend of mine who had a totally different interpretation of the Bible and God's blessings and so on and so forth. I got under his tutelage for a while in my life in my early 20s. And then network marketing came along in the form of the Amway business, as you told people. And it fit. It was a natural fit. It kind of fit the vacancy in my life, the need for better self-esteem, the need to express myself. And I always kind of liked the idea of being on stage and being able to teach, and I'm pretty good at that and had some success in high school and college and debate and theater and that kind of stuff. So I guess I'm a natural-born Cam in that regard. And I went to a meeting. I got into Amway with a professional baseball player, the only person in the world that could have signed me up in a network marketing company. And my philosophy was, like a lot of people, Amway, no way. Let's see, Amway or leprosy, I'll take leprosy. So that was kind of my philosophy. But it changed when I met somebody of credibility, the professional baseball player, and he sponsored me into the Amway business. Drug me to a meeting in North Carolina called the Family Reunion. And there, a guy by the name of Dr. Charles Stanley, who was pastor of First Baptist Church Atlanta, and still is, and on TV every week. And he was one of the speakers, and some different people. I met Dr. Paul Kahn, and it was like a big revival meeting, which, as you can imagine, those of you that are listening in the audience today, if you come from a church background, that's, you know, natural for me. And I sat there, they sang, and they spoke, and they testified. And I thought to myself, well, that's church. You know, this is what the business did for me, and this is what we sing about, and this is what we do, and this is what makes us happy, and so on and so forth. And so I sit in the back of the room the first night, Tom, and I just, I had if you could have a religious experience, it was kind of like a religious experience for me. And the next day, I sat on the front row. I was on the back row on Friday night. Next morning, I was on the front row. And I identified with these people. I related to this whole idea of, you know, okay, look, this is what you do. And I came away from that family reunion. That event changed my life. I came away from that event, and I began to read more positive thinking books, whether it was Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, How I Win Friends and Influence People, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling by Frank Fetcher, and so on and so on. The Magic of Thinking Big by Dr. David Schwartz. These I carried around with me just like, you know, they were the Bible, if you will. And so I came back and made my list, and I went to work. My wife and I wrote down all of our goals, and I went back and went to work, and I put 96,000 miles on my car the first year. And lo and behold, in a period of a fairly short period of time, 18 months, I made diamond, and 30 months, I made a double diamond, 40 months, triple diamond. In my fourth year in the business, I had a big event and reunion arena in Dallas with 17,800 people. And then, like a lot of people, you know, you get too big for your britches, and I did for mine, and began to read my own press releases, I guess. Did something that you shouldn't do. I unplugged myself from my upline, and I had 2 or 3 years, 4 years, 5 years there, a really good run. And then when things got tough, when it got a little difficult, I didn't have anybody to come in and support me and back me up, and my organization fell apart. That's a short story for a long experience. You know, they say be kind to the people you meet on the way up the ladder because they're the same people you meet on the way down. And I always remind people that's not always true because I came down so fast I didn't see anybody. And, you know, you wake up one day and you're the king of the world. You wake up the next day and you can't get a taco down at Taco Bell, you know.
And there's a big lesson in that. Go ahead, Johnny.
Bob, when you started, what were one or two things, that you did that were really right? The things that you did that really worked best?
Well, John, I don't think success with people is a secret. I think if you don't know that secret, then you haven't been paying attention. And obviously, there are a lot of people who haven't been paying attention. Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People 100 times. I read it in January every year, still carry it around in my back pocket. Being successful with people is putting a smile on your face, looking them in the eye, remembering that everybody has that invisible WIFM on their forehead that says, "What's in it for me?" And, you know, when you repeat another person's name back to them and you call them by name several times and you put other people first, it is true what they say, that they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I think the thing I did right was I came from a ministerial background, and I realized that this is what people need. They need their self-esteem to be elevated. They need a friend. They need somebody that has perhaps a better understanding of how the world works than they do. They need to get plugged in to people. That's the one thing I think that Tom is doing through his radio show, and obviously, John, you've done in your life with your writing and your life message. I just got, you can say I got lucky, or you could say, you know, it was the major plan. You know, I got to meet people like Dexter Yeager, and Dexter was so different from me, and Bill Britt, and some of those guys that are legendary network marketers, and they took me under their wing, and I they had to take me under their wing because I was one of those guys that every time they turned around, I was there, you know.
Did I lose him?
No, are you still there?
We're all still here. We're just hanging. I'm just hanging on his every word.
Okay, well, I wonder. I thought you stopped talking. We got about 20 seconds to the break, and I just that was quite a pause right there. So that was my fault. That pregnant silence. I thought you were going someplace else. We're going to take a break. Bob Crisp is a rock star. Stick around. We're coming back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show with John Fogg, Marianne Niehaus, Robert Crisp, and Jim Horn. Stick around.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are back. It is Tom Chenault. It is Marianne Niehaus, John Fogg, and Robert Crisp. We've got a guy right after that named Jim Horn, who is a legend in his own right in network marketing, and he and Robert Crisp are going to be around for the next segment. But what they're talking about is network marketing through and through. But what you just heard my buddy Bob Crisp talk about was something Marianne defined to me at the break. What were you saying that was?
I was just saying that you always say something like, you know, don't let the size of your paycheck tell you how smart you are. And I think that's what you're talking about here. You start making so much money, you think you're the smartest one in the room.
And you get arrogant and you get stupid and you stop working. And that happens to a lot of people. It's happened to me on many occasions and been a giant step backwards. And I think the humility shown by Bob Crisp just to tell us that that happened to him was enormous. And another reason you need to read his book, because he's been where you want to be and he's also been where you don't want to be. And he can help you not make the mistakes he did because he's forged the road. Bob, where's the website that people go to buy these books?
Well, they can get them on Amazon.com, or they can get them on my website, which is GoBobCrisp.com.
Okay, I would strongly suggest that you guys buy these books. I mean, at a level that you can't believe it, like I'm begging you to. And what's about the future of network marketing? I mean, obviously, when you came along, they didn't even have telephones, much less videotapes. So how are they doing it now, Bob, with the Internet and everything else?
Well, it certainly has changed, Tom, and what has changed is the communication mediums that we have today that we didn't have, you know, back in the day when I was starting out in the industry, which, you know, I got started with Moses. You know, we didn't have, as you pointed out, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have fax machines. We didn't have the Internet. We didn't have hardly anything at all, but we didn't even know what a three-way call was. The cassette tape was just beginning to come out in 1975 when I got started in the industry, and Dexter Yeager realized that the tape, the cassette tape, was going to be the thing that made duplication really possible, so that it always said that told the same story every time. Now today, of course, we have the Internet and our MP3 files, and we have online videos, and we have things much more readily available to us today. That's a good thing, and it gives us mass communications available, and so that we can use it for good, and it also is maybe a bad thing in one way is that we have access to all the negative information that's out there on the internet, as well as the positive information. You know, let me just say this, adding on to what I said before the break, and that is that, you know, what I did in the end was I took a really good look at Bob Crisp and when I was a young man, and I said to myself, look, nobody in my family's ever gone to college. Nobody, my dad is one of 9 kids. My mom is one of 11 children. None of them went to college. My dad dropped out of high school in the 10th grade. My mother out of high school in the 11th grade. And so I looked at this and I said to myself, you know what? The gene pool is against me. You know, that there's nobody who's ever made it big in life in my whole family. There's no heroes. There's no movie stars. There's no, you know, authors. There's nobody out there. And I was a voracious reader as a child. And so what I did is I took stock and I said, you know what, Bob? The only way you're going to make it in this world is to outwork everybody else. And Tom, if there's one thing I still preach every day, the thing that you can change today is you can change your work ethic. You can get up earlier and you can stay up later. And when they say read, read everything. And when they say listen, listen to the people at the top. And when they say attend, just go to everything. And that's what I did. Read, listen, attend, and think more positive than anybody else and outwork the best. You know, I've said this, and somebody else probably picked this up too, and that is, if you want to be the biggest, baddest guy in the bar, when you walk in the bar, pick the biggest, baddest guy in the bar and beat him up. And that's the way I look at things. In network marketing, I walk into a meeting, a convention, I ask the owner of the company, who's number one here? Who's the top dog here? And I set my sights to go after that person. And I figure, even if I don't get that guy, I'll be up there in the hunt.
What if you get 90% of the way up the ladder? That's exactly right. And putting that eye of the tiger out there like that is the key. And John Milton Fogg, you just left a huge convention. I mean, that's exactly how you roll. I mean, you play it big, and that's what we need to do. We're going to come back. Sorry, John, I was going to bring you in, but we've only got 30 seconds left here, so I'm going to take us out to the break. Here's what I want you to do, everybody. The books, Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant, are just two of the three books that Bob's currently got out there. You have to buy them. So go to GoBobCrisp.com or go to Amazon.com and get these books. They will change your life. We're coming back with Jim Horn right after this with Bob Crisp.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. It's John Milton Fogg, Robert Crispin. Now we've got Jim Horn with us. Jim Horn is a network marketing machine. One of the best guys, one of the best networkers I know. Hardworking guy, intense as they come. I got sideways with him a couple of days ago, and I think the guy just about ripped my head off. So I started doing some bios to see how tough he is, to see if I could beat him up. And I realized he was a Top Gun pilot and all kinds of other stuff, and I figured I better stay where in Colorado where it's safe. So hello, Jim Horn. How are you?
I'm really well, Tom. Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm sorry I made you mad. Please forgive me. And
Tom didn't make you
mad,
I missed
a three-way call for the second time. And that's just something you don't do. It's unacceptable. I apologize to him. And it won't happen again. But that's water under the bridge right now. But what I was trying to say is when you're a Top Gun guy that is as driven as Jim Horn, there and he and somebody wanting to make hay while the sunshine like Jim Horn is, there is no time for missed appointments. There's no time for anything except maximum performance. And as a Top Gun pilot, there is no question you're trained to operate that at that level, and you demand that kind of excellence around you. So, Jim, talk to me about your relationship with Robert Crisp, his impact on your life, and what it is you're doing in your life now to just be extraordinary.
I'd be happy to. Bob has probably been the single greatest influence on my network marketing career that I've had. My first year in the industry was a disaster. I was the worst networker that's ever been in the business. I was unteachable, uncoachable. I had it all figured out. I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And I figured I wanted to sponsor one person a week for the first year. And if I did that, then I would be King Kong. And I almost made it. Instead of 52 people, I sponsored 50 people in that first year. And the size of my entire organization was 54 people. And Bob got a hold of me and asked if I was done being stupid. And I said, yeah, I was. And he started to teach me the business. We had gone to a brand new company with Doug Ridley had just gotten started. And Bob taught me that the way to do the business is not to have the answers, not to have all the information on the tip of my tongue for somebody, but to show them where to go to find it. Because when somebody comes into the business, by the time they actually get in the business, they're pretty well trained already because they're going to do whatever you did to get them in the business. I spent hours and hours and hours listening to Bob and learning from Bob. I spent more nights on his sofa sleeper than I probably did my own bed for a couple of years there. I got very familiar with his books, and let me tell you a little story about that. Because I got really familiar with his books because when he moved one time from one place on Laguna Beach to another, I had to help him carry all the books, to move them. So I got real familiar with his books, but I read them several times, and Bob has been a great mentor to me. He's taught me more about the business than anybody ever has, and I've spent the next 20 or so years after that trying to teach other people to do exactly the same thing.
And that's awesome. And there's no bigger compliment on the planet than having somebody emulate the good work that you do and become a better person or network marketer. John Milton Fogg, you wanted to ask these guys something about what the heck do you do to get this thing rolling in a hurry? Go ahead and ask that question.
Well, it was initially to Bob, but I'd be happy to have Jim speak to it as well. I'm going to take a guess that both of you gentlemen believe that starting fast is the best way to start. Is that accurate?
Well, I'll answer it first. It absolutely is. Bob taught me that it's a lot easier to build this thing fast than it is slow because there's a lot more energy and a lot more excitement and a lot more enthusiasm around you as an individual, and people get caught up in that. If you go slowly, everybody else is going to go slowly too. If you go quickly, then other people will. But one of his favorite phrases that he taught me, and it was from years ago when he was in Amway, was that if you ever catch fire, people will come from miles around just to watch you burn. And that's true. So building it fast works much, much better than building it slow.
Jim, you're obviously a very strong-minded guy, a strong personality, and you've probably brought people in that are nowhere near that kind of strength personally. How do you help them get that fast start?
That's an outstanding question, John, and it's one that I had to struggle with for quite a while. What I had to learn to do was not to make me not the issue, to use my upline, to use the people in the corporate staff, to use other people and try and take folks to them to get what they want. I'm just the conduit. I'm just the person that introduces them. And, Bob taught me how to do three-way calls where I basically put two people on the telephone together and then shut up and sit there. And those are the kinds of things I had to do to show them, A, how to do the business, but B, to keep myself from being the issue.
That is so smart. And you took it off of yourself and you put it on them. But and people, and I learned this in Bob's book and a couple of other things that I've done over the years. If everybody's got an agenda going on, it's called what's in it for me. And if you can shift that conversation from what's in it to me to what's in it for them and get to know that prospect and let them know that you're jumping in the foxhole with them and you're going to train and develop them to the level that they want to be trained and developed, you're going to win in this business. Right, Jim?
I completely agree with that. And I say it a little bit differently, Tom, but I couldn't agree more. I believe that people don't join a company because of the products or because of the compensation plan or because of a lot of things. Those are all factors. They all matter. But I believe people join a business because they believe that there is someone there that they can follow who is going to lead them to the promised land. whatever that promised land happens to be for them. So the individual that is jumping in the foxhole with you is somebody that you're going to have to follow and be close to and learn from. And if you've got that person, you'll join the business. And if you'll follow them, you can actually do well in the business.
Tom
has taught me many, many things. One of them is that he constantly says, look, you are a talent scout and a tour guide. That's all you do. From the sound of your description of a freeway, it sounds like you'd agree with that.
I totally agree with that. And once again, I go back to don't make yourself the issue. You just be the one that leads them and shows them the way, but show them how to get what they want, where to find the information that they're looking for. What I do, though, along that same way, and Tom has alluded to it already in this call, is that I demand that somebody actually work with me. If they're not going to work with me, then I'm not going to waste my time with them. Tom says, work with people that really want to be on fire, want to get there. You can't drag somebody across the finish line. And I completely agree with that. He's right. So what I say is, if you're going to work with me, then you're going to have to really, really work with me. Otherwise, don't take up my time and I won't take up yours. But if we do that together, I'm going to support that person as much as possible. I learned the process of edification from Bob. And I've used it with every single person I've ever worked with in the business. And when they learn how to do that, how to use that effectively, and are working hard, then yes, we can make it together.
Jim, what does it look like to work with you? What do you require?
Well, as Tom will tell you, if somebody tells you they're going to do something, I expect them to do it.
Shut up.
Are you bringing up bad vibes?
Way to go. Way to pick that scab one more time, Mr. Fogg. Thank you.
No, but I have to hold myself to that same level, too. If I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I better do it. Because if I don't, then I certainly can't ask them to do the same thing. And I think that what we have is a game plan. And I base my game plan for any individual on what time they have available. Everybody doesn't have a lot of time. Some people have more than others, but people have different kinds of commitments. Maybe it's children or church or work or whatever it happens to be. We have to fit the time we're going to build the business into that schedule that they already have. I'm not asking for unreasonable things. I love to play golf. Bob Crisp and I have played an awful lot of rounds of golf together all over the world, so I don't work all day every day. I think it's crazy to do that. But when we have time to work and we've set that time apart, that's the time to work. We need to do it then.
I couldn't agree with you more. Bob Crisp, what do you think about your pupil, Mr. Jim Horn, the progress he's made and all the things going on?
Well,
I can't imagine.
Tom, Jim is one of the best students I ever had. And like you point out, you're a talent scout. You can't be around Jim Horn very long before you realize that he's an outstanding individual. He's a very, very smart guy, not a very good golfer, but a smart guy.
Good thing you don't golf with Tom.
And you know, I believe, going back to something you said very early in the show, Tom, and you used the word desire. So I wrote it down on my notepad here because I wanted to come back and revisit that, because I think that it's one thing you can't teach is desire. Jim has that desire. He's one of those guys that you put him in with a group of guys. I don't care whether you're playing pool or dominoes, it wouldn't make any difference. Jim is going to want to be the best at it. And that comes through very close. And it does with everybody on the phone, I think, today. One of the things I think we're seeing today, I think you agree with me, Tom, and that is that we're seeing more women today come to the top. The cream is beginning to rise. We're seeing women take leadership roles. They've been 70% of the network marketing industry's women to begin with. Today we're starting to see them in the top 3, 4, 5% income earners in the company. And I think that's a wonderful new development in our business. Let me just finish my part of this by saying two things. One is Jim Horn has got one of the greatest stories in network marketing. It's humorous. It's funny. You've got to have him on sometime to tell the story. It takes a few minutes about about being a pilot and going from taking an airplane from North Africa, I think it was, to somewhere in Europe, and and how you get cleared to go to the destination. It's a great story. So, Jim, you got to tell that story sometime. And the other thing is that I believe in giving ourselves every edge, every advantage you can get. And sometimes those are just little bitty pieces, like making sure that you read John Milton Fogg's book. You know, Tom puts it out there, and we promote it and everything. But, you know, it's like you shouldn't have to be told twice to do that. Jim Horn wouldn't have to be told twice. He would be out there getting the book. I'm sure he's read it. And then, so there's three things I think we do. Read, listen, and attend. Read everything you can. Listen to the people upline who are doing better than you, and attend everything. You know why? Because Jim Horn said, what if you missed it? I'm sorry, Jim Rohn said, what you needed, the one thing that was missing in your life was the thing that was covered at that event, and you didn't go. What a great...
No doubt about it.
Yeah. What, yeah.
Let's take a little...
It's what you missed that counts. It's not where you went.
No doubt.
You didn't go to.
Let's take a little break. Come back right after this. I want Jim Horn's website or email address, but we're coming back. Stick around. One more segment.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's John Milton Fogg, Marianne Niehaus, Robert Crisp, and Jim Horn. We'll get to Jim Horn's website and email address. Just a way for you to contact him. A lot of people have asked us, so we'll put that up here on Facebook. But between here and there, John Fogg, ask a great question here on Facebook when just a minute ago, and I want him to ask you guys because that's a great point. What you guys do is epitomize leadership. Ask him the question, John.
Well, it's just lots of people give it lip service, Tom, and we throw the term around as if we knew what it means. And frankly, I think a whole lot of people don't. I certainly have my questions about it, so I would love to hear from these two proven, obvious leaders, what does leadership in network marketing look like? What is it? And how do you be one?
Jim, I'll defer to you. Let you start.
Okay. Leadership is something that I've had a lot of instruction in. In 20 years in the Marine Corps, I spent most of that time learning how to be a leader. And we had to take people who were 19-year-old hubcap stealers in some cases and get them to do things they would not otherwise do. So understanding that my role as a leader is to get people to do things they might not otherwise do isn't always the easiest thing in the world to do. And the best way I know of to do that is to be side by side doing the task with them. If I actually do the calls with them, do the meetings with them, do the appointments with them, then it's a lot easier for them to get started. If I say, go do this on your own, most people don't really seem to want to do that. I have to be there. And I have to be willing to do anything that I ask somebody else to do and actually be as good at it as I can possibly be because I'm going to be leading them by going along with them. That's something that I've watched a lot of really strong leaders do, but I've watched a lot of other people who've really struggled with that. And to me, it doesn't make any difference whether you're talking about network marketing or the United States Marine Corps. You still have to lead by example. You still have to do those things first. And then when you do that, then other people will follow you.
Jim, would you agree with me, and this is something I just don't hear people talk about, in order to be a good leader, you've got to be a good follower. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely makes sense. One of the things that happens with Marine lieutenants is that they spend the first 6 months there on active duty learning to be a private. They go through a six-month training program as privates, basically, even though they're wearing brown bars. They have to learn to be infantry privates first for 6 months. And so they have to learn to follow before they can lead. And I think that that's absolutely the case in network marketing, too. You've got to be able to follow before you can lead.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I might add, if we have a minute or so, I might add to that, if I may. Leadership, I was at a meeting very early in my network marketing career where a double diamond in Amway, I won't call his name at this point in time, but he got up and he was talking about leadership. And this is what he said. He said, I was drafted into the military and the Army, and they took me to I believe it was Fort Benning, Georgia. And he said they shaved our heads and they got us all out of the bus. And he said, I was marching through the Great Gate at Fort Benning, Georgia. And there, outside is a statue of three, soldiers taking an American flag up the hill at Iwo Jima. And he said, at the bottom of the statue were the words, follow me. And he said, that's my first introduction to leadership. And I think what Jim just said is exactly right. The message in network marketing is follow me. They always telling me, John and Tom, they're telling me, we're going to pass you by. And I say, you know what? I took the rearview mirror off a long time ago. So when you go around, off the horn, Because if you pass me up, you're going to be breaking every record that was ever set. And you better bring a man, because it's going to take a man. Don't send a boy to do a man's job.
That's exactly right. And you said put the spikes on, challenge them to do it, and let them play. And that's exactly right. Bob Crisp again, going back to network marketing with the challenges with Herbalife, challenges out there. You've seen all these challenges over the years, challenges to Amway's, challenges to Nu Skin. You've seen them come and go. Is the water any less, I mean, is it treacherous out there for network marketing right now, or is it getting better and better as the world realizes that this is probably the only form of true enterprise even left?
Well, I think that's a very, very good question. But my take on that is twofold. One is that the waters have shifted and the tides have changed. And companies, whether they're big or small, are beginning to have to make changes, just like that life, the way it goes, you know, life changes. And I think that the communication, people are exposed, don't you think? People are exposed today more than they were before. You know, you can take people and you can stand them up, and, you know, I always said to people, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me that we take an organization and we say to people, follow the dumbest guy in the group. Look, you may think you're dumb, or you may think you're weak, or you may think, but look at this person, and we set that person up as an example. And I just think that's the wrong message. I think the message has always been, you know, follow people who have something on the ball. And you know, Dexter Yeager used to say, if it takes 10 talents to be successful and you only have 3, find somebody that's got the other 7 and join.
You're beautiful. Hey, we got to go. Here's the deal. Thank you, Robert Crisp. Go to Amazon, buy the books. Jim Horn, quickly, what's your phone number? What's your email address? How does somebody get a hold of you?
Go to jimhorn.net, J-I-M-H-O-R-N.net, and all of my other contacts.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.